We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
Welcome to the Bridge for Peace program. I'm Annette Eckhart for Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. As you know, in Bridge for Peace, we love our Savior Jesus. He is our bridge for peace. And I am so excited to introduce you today to a very dear sister in the Lord, Sharon Marfan. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you, Annette. It's a pleasure and honor being here. I'm so excited. I'm even wearing my T-shirt. Do you want to know who my Jesus is?
Yes, Sharon's T-shirt says, "Let me tell you about my Jesus." And we're glad that you're here to do that today.
Yes, amen.
So as Sharon came in, we just started talking right away about the Lord, and she was telling me so many exciting things. I said, "Sharon, let's just wait till we get on the radio." So, Sharon, tell me about your prayer bench.
Well, I started to mention to you earlier on that, you know, just as COVID hit a few years ago, and I was in my room praying, and all of a sudden I heard a voice said to me, "Go to the water." And I said to myself, "Go to the water. Lord, what does that mean? Go to the beach?" Because, of course, remember, everything was locked down. We couldn't go anywhere. And then I remembered, oh, no, I can go to my park, the Valley Stream State Park, because there's a beautiful pond there.
And it's right in your neighborhood.
And it's right in my neighborhood. So, of course, I think the next day I was obedient and I went and I found a bench and I sat. And the Lord just started downloading, like, his word, you know, just speaking to me. I was just there interceding and praying for what was going on during this time and for family and friends. And then as that happened, every day I started meeting other people who, like, the Lord sent there. You know, there was this gentleman who had his Bible open up on a bench. And as I was walking, I said, "That's a good book." And then we started having a conversation. So there were so many experiences, godly encounters that I had because of that.
It's amazing. And I know that there are people today that are happy that God has sent you to them over the airwaves.
Amen.
So Sharon, originally born in Trinidad
and Tobago.
In Tobago, now living in New York, soon to move to Florida.
Yes.
We're here right now to speak to the people in Africa and Australia and all those within the sound of our voices today.
Amen.
To let you know today that God is directing your course.
Amen.
He's directing you for good.
Amen.
So even in the middle of this time of real isolation,
yes,
God led you to a place
where
you found fellowship and community.
Amen.
In a totally unexpected way. Mm-hmm. So then you said you invited some friends to come.
Sure. Then I invited two of my closest prayer partners. I said, "Guys, we, you know, come to the park." And they came and they joined me. And we were doing this pretty much weekly. And, you know, it was church, you know. It was so much spirit-filled. And the Lord was just speaking to us, giving us words, you know, prophetic gifts of the Holy Spirit just came out among us. So it was such a blessing.
Absolutely. Amen. I love the story when you said to the gentleman, "That's a good book."
Yes.
Open the conversation.
Yes, I said, "That's a good book you're reading."
Yes.
Yes.
Is there another memory?
Yes. Well, actually, recently I met two other young women. They were also sitting at another bench.
There? You're still going down
I still
there,
go.
Even though the pandemic.
No, I have never left it. Sometimes I'm home and I just feel compelled to go, and I go. And and it's always an experience. Recently, as I was walking. I normally walk first and then go sit at the bench. All of a sudden, I didn't see the person from a distance, but as the person came up close to me, she came really close to me and she looked at me with such a beautiful smile. Mm. And she said to me, "Jesus loves you. Mm. He has given you the desires of your heart. Mm. And all your prayers that you have been praying for, the Lord has already answered." Praise and she walked away.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow, that's amazing.
And to share that, and I couldn't speak, and I'm like, I wanted to say, "Hi, who are you? What's your name?" But the Lord just muted my mouth. So to allow this woman to share whatever word he had given her to share with me. And the reason I'm sharing this is because the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning of that day, I got up with a little fear and anxiety about my life, you know, the transition, the move and everything. And I started saying, "Oh my God, am I doing the right thing?" So fear came over me. Mm. And later, about 4 hours after, as I went to that park, this is what happened.
Thank you, Lord. That's beautiful.
So the Lord was, I just felt like the Lord was sent this angel, I believe, to give me this word, to let me know that he is with me and I'm on the right path, and to trust in him.
It's beautiful. That's all we need to know, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we've been, just as you're sharing, so much transition in the world, and transition in a very normal sense leads us to sometimes say, am I on the right path? Am I doing the right thing? But then even as you know, Sharon, today in the world, it's amplified. Mm-hmm. Many people very frightened, become really fearful, anxious, depressed, and then start to consider things that they never imagined that they would. Mm-hmm. And so we are really encouraging people with Philippians 4, mm-hmm. Be not anxious about anything, the Lord says. And I want to really encourage everyone who's listening, because God doesn't give us a command that could in itself mm-hmm. produce anxiety. Mm-hmm. Because people could say, "God tells me not to be anxious. How am I going to not be anxious?"
Right.
When God gives us a command, he also gives us the empowerment
to
walk that out. So the Lord shows us how to do it. He says, "Be not anxious for mm-hmm. anything, but in all things through prayer and supplication, make your needs known to God with thanksgiving." So just as you're saying, mm-hmm. you were headed for the prayer bench.
Yes.
You know, God beckoned and you're headed for the prayer bench. Yeah. And there it was.
You know,
God's plan for you.
Yes.
Confirmed.
Yes.
And we all need the confirmation, because in this world there's so many voices. Mm-hmm. And particularly mm-hmm. when you're walking out a new adventure as you are in the Lord, mm-hmm. the enemy's going to try to hold us back mm-hmm. from the things that God has. Mm-hmm. So I hope everyone's hearing this today. Yes. That we could be for you what this nameless lady was for Sharon.
Yes.
Just encouraging you and mm-hmm. confirming you in mm-hmm. your walk
Amen.
With the Lord.
Amen.
And also attending to those signs, you know, attending to, first of all, the nudges of the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. you know, that God doesn't compulse us. Devil's the one that compulses us, but God puts it in our minds, like you said, all of a sudden it's like, oh, go down there to the prayer bench, and how you've become sensitive, more and more sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Whereas many of us at first, we think it's our own voice, but mm-hmm. when you're obedient to it and you see the fruit, mm-hmm. they say, that was the Holy Spirit speaking
Amen.
To me.
Amen.
And then you start to be led Amen. By the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Which we hear many people saying, spirit-led.
Yeah.
People say, well, how does that work out? But Sharon's telling us exactly how it works out today.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's not necessarily a neon sign in the sky, though it can be. But those are more rare occasions, I would say.
Yes.
But it's more sounds like your own voice so many times. Mm-hmm. Or, but the prompting is there. The, mm-hmm. the direction is there. And then it's up to us to move.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would like to add to that, because you're praying. I was praying. So it had to be the voice of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was praying and it came, and it came in a subtle way, in a gentle way. Mm-hmm. So that too, when anyone's praying and seeking the Lord and you hear that still voice, believe that is from God's voice. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's always leading us in that healing direction.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really a healing experience for you because mm-hmm. you start to think, wow, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
And right away, God brings the healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to say
Amen.
You're on the
Amen.
Right track.
Amen. Yeah. Cast that fear away. You know,
yes.
Don't entertain that fear and that anxiety.
That's right.
You know? So
yes.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's recognizing those things that come from the soul, actually. Because that's the mind, the will, and the intellect. So
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
when we have anxiety, it's not coming from our spirit. And we want to live, again, spirit-led life.
Right.
Let our spirit take the lead.
Amen.
So as you're sharing with us, Sharon, it's recognizing it.
Yes.
Recognizing
yes.
the voices of compulsion
mm-hmm.
and those voices of criticism, realizing those aren't from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And then those other voices, the gentle, the still small voice
mm-hmm.
of the Holy Spirit, of
mm-hmm.
our Lord,
mm-hmm.
and responding to that.
Amen.
So that's beautiful. And
Amen.
I also was touched that many people were so alone and lonely, and even
yes.
today, feeling
yes.
lonely.
Yes.
And there you say, God led you to
yes.
a prayer bench.
Yes.
I call it a prayer bench because
we're yes,
in
I know.
Australia.
That's a very,
a prayer bench.
I was like, what a great word.
And he led you there, and then people just came. You
yes.
people were attracted
yes.
to what you were doing.
Yes.
You were sensitive to the people around you, and you ended up with a beautiful community in
yeah.
church outside the walls.
I have so many, and as you're talking, I have like so many other testimonies that came up while I was doing that. And I don't know if you want me to
yes, share.
Share
with us.
But recently, you know, also my favorite bench in the park I went to one morning. And there was this, it was, you know, like a prayer, you know, from the Roman Catholic. But the person said, please pray for Mary. But it wasn't on no other bench, but the bench that I always go to.
Oh.
And so I started praying for this Mary.
Wow.
And then later on in the evening, I'm sharing with a prayer group, a community group from my church, and about this experience. And one person, her name is also Mary. And she said to me, oh my God, please pray for me because I'm in pain right now too. So God is amazing.
That's right.
And he knows everyone needs before we can ask.
Yes.
And he has already given us all that we need. We just have to ask him and believe and trust.
And we have people praying for us that we don't
Amen.
Even know.
Amen.
That's what really struck me also, is you're praying for someone who doesn't even know you're praying, and then that leads you to another person who seeks your prayer. And God is always in the direction of healing, moving in healing.
Amen.
Would you pray for
yeah.
us,
yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Just our last moment. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. Lord, I just pray for Bridge for Peace. I pray for the mission trip that they are about to embark on, Lord. Lord, we know you are already there, that you are leading and guiding them and directing their steps. Lord, I pray, Lord, as they go there, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will empower them, that will give them all that they need, Lord Jesus, because you have already given them, Lord. We pray, Lord Jesus, for all the young children and the pastors and the people that they will meet, Lord, Heavenly Father, that they will be touched by your Holy Spirit. We pray for healing and deliverance, Lord. We pray for all the things that they need, Lord, that you would provide. Lord, I thank you for this group that will be going, each one of them, Annette and Ed and the team. Lord, I pray, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would go before them and lead them and guide them. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Sharon. I pray that you'll all receive Sharon's prayer on your journey, wherever your journey is leading you next. And that you too will join us in bringing healing to the nations.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridgeforpeace.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckert, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.